Hey, can I come in real fast? Phew, thanks. It was scorching outside today. Would you believe I forgot my water bottle at home? I mean, don't get me wrong, being a florist is great, but ugh, I was parched all day today. Anyway, ta-da! I brought you some flowers to help commemorate my first month as a successful florist. Everything's going great so far. Why did I bring you flowers when it could have been something else like cake to celebrate? You silly thing, this isn't just for you. I'm planning on giving my other friends some sample bouquets too, obviously. Is that a giant glass of cool water you've prepared for me? You are so generous and quick on the uptake. Oh, it's for the flowers now, is it? So you'll just let me die of thirst in your kitchen while you water my flowers right in front of me? Fine, have it your way then. I'll just set these into that glass, but you better get me another one soon. Goodness, your couch is as comfortable as ever. I can't count the amount of naps I've taken here. Oh, yes, the bouquet is a bit atypical. I picked it out myself. Yellow, white, and red chrysanthemums mixed with baby's breath, and the crown of that arrangement will be the calla lilies. Of course, I'm familiar with flower language. It's part of my job, after all. Why do you know? Oh, I see. Well, it doesn't really have a special meaning this time. I just picked some stuff up that didn't sell much today. There's my water. Thanks, cutie. What did you say? This water is for the prettiest flower here? Gosh, you're such a dork sometimes. That was smooth, though. I'll give you that. Ah, this is the perfect time and environment to watch some TV and relax with you. Let's see what's on. News, pass. Ew, what's that terrible reality show? Looks like this channel's on an ad break. Ooh, this one seems fun. You don't wanna? No problem. Pass. You know what? Looks like nothing good is on. Guess we'll have to pass time with good old chatting. Hey, handsome. Since you called me a flower, would you rather choose me or the bouquet over there? That's right, you better choose me. I want to hear why, though. Because you're not allergic to me? Well, that's a pretty low bar. Wait, you're allergic? You should have told me sooner. Why didn't you refuse the flowers or at least turn your head away instead of smelling them when I handed them to you? I know I complained it was hot, but still. A valuable gift from a good friend? God, you're such a dork sometimes. As cute as it is, your allergies are also making you very miserable now. Oh no, you're sniffling and your eyes are puffy already. I'm sorry, I didn't know. Sit still, I'll go look for any allergy relief medicine lying around. Damn, it must be pretty rough if you took them already and it's still this bad. Well, I can't really celebrate when I've mildly incapacitated my own friend. Is there any helpful cure method you know? Maybe I can help you with that instead. Sadly, I don't know any home cures. That was never part of my job training. So if you know, you'll have to spit it out no matter how weird it is. Experiencing an intense sensation helps reduce the symptoms or at least reduce the feeling. I mean, that sounds about right. It's why people rub themselves when they get hurt, after all. So, what, want me to give you a back rub or something? Has to be more intense? The only stuff I can think of might just replace allergy pains with other physical pains. Oh, what's your idea? Okay, so I just sit down next to you. Yeah, I can look into your eyes. Those stupidly beautiful eyes that always allure me. What? I didn't say anything. What now? I don't think staring into each other's souls counts as physical sensation. You cheeky man, if you just wanted me to kiss the pain away, you could have asked me. You have no idea. How much I wanted to do this. For so fucking long. All I've wanted to do is kiss you senseless. You know, I lied to you. The flowers do have meaning, and I didn't just pick them out because they weren't selling. You knew? Cheeky bastard. Looks like we were both holding back. Do you accept my bouquet? Well, everything except the yellow chrysanthemums, obviously, since now I know my feelings aren't one-sided. Don't be shy now. I want to hear you say it. Say that the white mums and baby's breaths show my desire to be loyal. Good boy. Oh, you're turning so red. Speaking of red, we both know the red ones I brought mean passion. Passion just like that. Passion just like what we have for each other. And finally, the calla lilies. The flower cursed by Aphrodite. The flower I think of when I realize not only all of my feelings for you, but my attraction to your body as well. I think I know how to make you feel better. Yes, I know exactly how I could give you that home cure you're aching for. Tell me how much you want it. How much you like me sitting on top of you, taking control of your pleasure. You're so cute when you're all flustered, even while saying yes. After all, you're saying yes with your mouth and your body, if this hard-on is anything to go by. Now be a good boy and take off your clothes for me. Oh, I've wanted this so long. To just run my hands over your chest. Maybe pinch these cute nipples a little. Oh, you looked like you enjoyed that. Oh, your moans are so fucking delicious. Mm-hmm. Who knew your neck was so sensitive? I'll have to spend some more time kissing your sensitive spots in the future. But for now, let me lower for you. Going lower and lower until here. You like that, baby? When I kissed the tip, you almost shivered. Such a naughty boy. Already a mess. And all I did was just lick around your cock a little. Wow, you're leaking some pre-cum for me. You want more, baby? Beg me for it. I want you to beg me for it. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Now, let me just take you in, little by little. Oh, you're so fucking hot when you moan and quiver like that. Oh, it turns me on so much that I just want to ride you all night long. But not right now. Right now, this is all about you. Just focus on how my lips wrapped around your cock feel. How you like my tongue licking you inside my mouth. Oh, moan for me, baby. Keep your hands to yourself. Better yet, keep them above your head. Don't forget that I'm controlling your pleasure here. Oh, such a good, obedient boy for me. See? Being a good boy got you this sloppy blowjob as a reward. In fact, you've been so good for me.
I'll give you a special reward. Tell me where you want to come, baby. Anywhere you want in my body. In my mouth? Of course. Just let me know when you're about to come. Are you getting close? That's it. Oh, that's it. Oh, I can feel you throbbing. Oh, I want your hot, sticky load all in my mouth. Come on. Come for me. Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, fuck. That was so hot, baby. I hope that was enough of an apology for your allergies. Who am I kidding? Of course it was good enough. I saw the expression you made and heard your moans after all. You want to return the favor? Oh, that's cute. But today was all about you, so I'm content for now. Besides, shouldn't you take me out to dinner before trying to get me out of my clothes? Good. Thanks to my little appetizer. I'm feeling a little hungry, so if you want to take me to dinner, I'd be happy to accompany you. Let's go. If you make it a fun date, maybe you can return the favor later tonight.